Wonder Woman underoos. Next to the red and blue heat of the stove, the white woman's face is stretched across my ass, her straight teeth snug against each handful of me. Her smile, slightly distorted but still iconic, looks out into the dining room at herself. There, three more of her, three more of me. One holds up her bracelets, sharp flash of ricochet. Another wild thing almost tamed by a woman flaunting a docility gifted to her. How shiny it is, the bullet and the bracelets, and on the next small body a tiara. There is nothing that was not once alive in the kitchen. I am here because what wouldn't I kill to call myself mother? In the other room, their perfect need. What a beautiful weapon atop that woman. The last body, a lasso turning above her head, she will make us tell the truth. I do not like the children asking me for food. I am tired of the open, loud mouths of these choices. I want to be an indestructible white woman, a weaponized smile. How do you fix your mouth to ask for more? This is how they conquer, by overwhelming. They swarm the table and chair and crawl and climb and laugh and spill, and they wait for me to make them breakfast. So I break egg after egg after egg. How else can you feed your young without the currency of someone else's? We are the same every morning. They say, "Mommy, I want you to wear..." There is an inexhaustible list of heroes they ask me to imitate. This is how I parent, in a skin I didn't choose. But didn't I buy them all these white women's smiles and heroes? And who has not wanted to wear someone else's pelt? In the evenings, I throw the used white women into a pile in the corner. Some days, I lie to the children, say that I am wearing what they have chosen. When I am not their mother, I still choose the familiar heroes. I want to be someone else. A woman whose young is not open-mouthed, waiting to be rescued. I am so tired. Some days, I just want to dress myself. But I don't know what else a woman would wear, if not her children's want for someone better.